You're listening to Swinger University with Ed and Phoebe. Slip into something more comfortable. It's class time. Here are your hosts, Ed and Phoebe.
Hi, this is Phoebe.
And this is Ed.
Today we're talking about lingerie, sexy swinger outfits and costumes frequently worn to events, venues, and cruises in the swing lifestyle. You will discover why sexy clothing is so important to swingers and where to find your sexy style. All right, Ed, let's strip this down.
That sounds delicious.
I know. Well, we'll strip down before the podcast, but we have business to do.
I was getting distracted as well. Just say, I've been locked up in the house alone for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of naughty things going on.
I know.
Little nooners.
Nooners, 10 o'clockers, 3 o'clockers.
Late afternoon snacks, early evening dessert, post-dinner. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Clearly, I'm distracted. Sexy clothing. Why?
Yeah. Why is it a thing? This used to bug me in the beginning. I mean, I get it. It's a swinger event. You want to look your best. But costumes and the sexy clothing was amped up.
Yeah, it's really a thing.
Uh-huh.
We refer to the Halloween party as like the swinger event of the year.
Yeah.
Swingers love dressing up.
Well, and honestly, I think everyone, any adult right now, loves to dress up.
Yeah.
It's been a thing for years now. Like, Christmas is like, Halloween is the new Christmas.
I can get behind that. There's something fun about being a character, stepping out of your everyday,
mm-hmm.
you know, Bob and Barbie go to work outfit and putting something different on, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're already putting on a bit of a persona when you're going to a swing event, but sexy clothes lets you kind of like turn it up.
Right. It can help get you out of that comfort zone. And it's advertising.
Yeah. It's fun to shop for.
Oh, yeah.
I waste some time during the day shopping for sexy clothes. Not for me, although sometimes.
Right.
But it's fun looking at sexy clothes.
Of course, I know.
The models in the sexy clothes don't hurt either.
No. They're just terrible to look at.
Yeah.
I know.
All those curves in all the right places.
I know.
So it's fun to browse for shapely things.
And it's fun to get ready. There's this tease, anticipation. It amps up the evening. It amps up the event. It's this long, drawn out tease to ta-da,
right? Nice shave, doing all the prep, even the manscaping, right?
Right.
You know, you're grooming and trimming everything. Why? Because you're thinking about curb appeal, right?
Curb appeal.
You know, you want the ladies to come in and check out the open house.
Oh, God, that's a good one. Okay.
But it's also sexy. You know, you spritz on some cologne. Mm-hmm. You can imagine you at the counter with your significant other, watching her get ready. She's naked. She's in a bra. She's in a little garter belt. She's in something
right
sexy. And
I know.
You're thinking, oh, God.
And then, you know, if you're at the hotel party and you've got your friend down the hall and then she comes over and you're getting ready together. And so now you've got two women in your hotel room getting ready, flirting, putting on makeup, swapping outfits. Ed's over there drooling, getting hard. It's fun. So fun.
Yeah, it's great getting ready and watching the outfits get ready.
Right. On, off.
Yeah. And frequently, ladies will bring multiple outfits because they can't decide which one to wear.
Right.
And so they are putting one on, taking one off. So if anything, you get like a fashion show before the event even kicks off. And it's like naked.
Not naked.
Little black dress. Naked. Bustier. Naked. It's kind of a tease.
Oh, God.
But it kind of turns things up a little bit.
Oh, I miss the hotel parties.
Yes.
COVID sucks.
Yeah, COVID really sucks. We really want to be not socially distant right now.
I know.
With a whole bunch of people laid out on our floor.
I know.
It'd be so nice. One day.
Yeah, one day. So clothing will challenge your comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
It will expand your comfort level. It'll expand your confidence. You know, maybe you start off a little more conservative and, you know, after a year, you're like, you know, strutting that dress that's nothing but
beads,
spaghetti
and chains.
Yeah. Or you come with body paint on or those taped
or
dresses or taped bikinis.
Pasties under some little slick little.
Yep.
Or a fun little dress that shows an acre of side boob.
An acre of side boob. That
large tracts
was
of land.
Yes.
I've noticed that your confidence has gone up.
Yes.
Over the years.
Yes.
You started off being a little shy, a little timid.
Yeah.
Now,
bam.
Damn. You're like rocking the sequin see-through.
Yeah.
Bow.
I think the key is finding what's right for you. You'll go to the event and you'll see 5 or 7 of the standard, I call it a fishnet, but it's a stretchy dress. It's a one size fits all. They're
usually
coming different
neon
colors.
Green, red.
Right.
Whatever.
And you think, oh, I should get one. And, you know, I got one. But it wasn't comfortable on me. First of all, I didn't like the way it looked. And the other thing, probably more importantly, I didn't like the way it felt on my skin. It kept sliding and riding around, and I was constantly tugging at it. I mean, I'd walk 5 steps, and it became a t-shirt.
That was terrible.
It wasn't a problem for Ed, but it's supposed to be a dress.
Or anyone else.
It's supposed
in the
to
room.
Be a dress. So, like, if I have to pull it down every 5 steps, that's just so annoying, and I'm not going to have a good time because I'm managing my outfit all night long. So, you want something that's comfortable, that expresses you, and that's going to change over time. So, you know, you're going to have to do a little shopping, a little experimentation, and see what works well.
What's great, we've got some tips later for where to shop to make that growth process a little more affordable.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because buying a bunch of clothes can be expensive.
Yeah, and when we started the lifestyle, we were very miserly because we were paying off some big bills. And so we didn't have a lot of money to like spend.
No, we were spending all of our disposable cash on
swinging
entry fees to get into
it. Yeah, because they can be expensive.
Yeah.
And then the alcohol and all that. If
and
you stay
we
at the hotel.
We were going
yeah.
every month and, you know.
Okay. challenges, the outfit can cause some stress. I've been in an outfit. I left the house. I'm in the car. And all of a sudden, I'm freaking out. It's too tight. It's riding up. It's not the right color. I'm uncomfortable. Nobody's going to be dressed like, for whatever reason.
The various kind of illogical things that go through a woman's head every time she puts something sexy on.
Yeah. Sometimes it's mostly mental. It has nothing to do with the clothes, but the outfit is not helping. So sometimes it's better to just always have a backup plan.
Be supportive. Tell her she looks sexy. Grope her a little bit.
That doesn't matter. Have a backup dress.
Okay. Well, that too.
Have some backup shoes.
But it will make you feel better if you grope her and reassure her. I'm trying to help, honey.
I know. Sometimes it's just too much pressure, too, when you have to come up with the right outfit. You want to know if anyone else is going to be dressed the same. Are they going to have the same outfit? Are they even going to participate?
That T-shirt and jean guy.
That to me was the most stressful. But also, you know, are they overdressed or underdressed? So
right.
It all kind of falls into participation, which really, I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot. And you kind of just have to...
Well, you've got to do your own thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing.
Yeah.
I like to say it like this. If you could walk into a dive bar dressed like this, the outfit that you've picked out, probably not all that sexy. No offense to the guys in the t-shirts and jeans. I know it's a designer t-shirt. It's still a designer t-shirt. T-shirt. Dress up a little bit. Have a little bit more presentation. And you're going to stand out in the room. You're going to be the one person in the room not dressed up.
Right. And, you know, this is kind of where the whole fake it till you make it.
Sure.
You know, you know, all of a sudden your confidence is going to be challenged because most of the room is in t-shirt and jeans. Not like that happens. And you're wearing a suit. I'm just right. I'm using extremes. You know, you're going to get a lot of attention and you got to be able to handle it. But.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of attention.
Exactly.
So the thing I think that really helped with your confidence coming to the events and dressing up and getting progressively sexier. Well, you've always been sexy, but your outfit's getting progressively sexier.
Yeah.
Every time you walk through that room, you got a dozen compliments.
I know, it's crazy.
You walk in and everybody's like, damn, nice dress.
I know.
Ladies, men, anybody you passed, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Huge boost.
It was very nice. I mean, obviously compliments are very nice, but it took a little getting used to. Because yeah. I'm not used to that every day, right? So
I tell you every day
you do.
How sexy you are.
You do.
More than once a day.
All right. Where were we? Challenges. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Participation. Comfort.
Ladies, comfort is key. As I was saying earlier, you got the cool dress that everyone else has. It's inexpensive, but can you move in the damn thing? Are you comfortable in it?
Right. Are you Morticia Adams, where you have to take three-inch steps?
I know.
I mean, more specifically, can you move in it? Can you get your groove on? Because if you're out on the dance floor and you can't move around in this dress or crazy outfit. I mean, I can imagine even the Halloween costumes, if it's not movable.
Right.
It's not going to be much fun. I mean, you're there to dance and socialize and hang out and...
be sexy.
Yeah.
Flirty.
And if it's uncomfortable, that's not sexy.
I know. It just, it puts a damper on the evening. The other thing you also want to think about is the ease of getting in and out of your...
well, more specifically, getting out of it.
Right.
But I guess you have to get back in it to get out of the playroom.
Yes.
Oh.
Unless you carted a robe with you and a little bag, which you have to manage, and that's not going to work. So,
getting in and out. It's kind of important. There have been a couple of these outfits where we practically stitched you into them because of the way the zipper worked and kind of shimmying in and out.
I know. And in some cases where there's a party in the hotel room, you know, on the next wing or a few doors down, that's where it's easy. You just grab your robe, take it with you. That way you don't have to bother putting it all on because you literally only have to walk maybe 25 feet.
Well, and by that point, right, if it's an after party.
Yes.
You're not there to impress. Except for in bed. It's not your outfit anymore.
No.
It's your performance at that point.
Right, you've already done the impression part.
And you're like, I'm out, mic drop, going back to the room.
And I have seen women do a change of clothing.
Absolutely.
They'll go back to the room, they'll get out of their fancy dress, they'll put on some lingerie, they'll come back to the after party in their robe and lingerie, and there
you
go.
Easy to get in and out of the robe.
Yeah, it's fun.
Gentlemen will approve.
Yes, yes. The other thing is practicality. Depending on where you are and what event, again, you may choose to do the body paint or the tape.
Right.
They were doing body paint on the Bliss cruise.
Yeah, they were doing the airbrushing on people.
Oh, right, which is different than the latex paint, right?
Latex paint is kind of fun. You brush it on, typically. You don't spray it. And it's really durable. It, like, doesn't rub off. You can peel it off. And I've never felt it peeling off, but I could imagine it's a little... tactile when you pull it, and it might tug on those delicate little parts.
That could feel good.
That could feel really good.
So it's not only is it exfoliating, it's also pleasurable.
It could be. We'll have to try it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think liquid latex is still a thing. I mean, I know you can get liquid latex, but it used to be you could buy cans of it specifically for body paint.
Hmm.
I'm assuming it still exists.
But airbrushing.
But I haven't shopped in a while, so.
Right. The airbrushing is definitely popular in Naughty in New Orleans, and it was.
And Fantasy Fest, and pretty much any kind of. Festival thing.
Think about the venue where you're going to be. If you're in a playroom and half your paint comes off, you need just to be prepared to have something to cover up so that you can walk around a public place with half your paint off.
And the Halloween party's a lot like that. People come in very elaborate costumes sometimes, and your costume probably won't hold up if you've painted it on, especially if you've gone into a playroom.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
Right.
You're going to fuck the paint off.
Right.
I mean, it's going to happen.
And it's fine. Just, you know, be prepared. Just have your backup plan.
Just know that that's what's going to happen.
You'll leave your mark.
That's right.
On the sheets and on someone else. Oh my goodness. So, where do you shop? Where do I shop? I've got a list. I've got probably about 10 I'm going to rattle off here. And then I will post some more on our webpage.
Yeah.
And in the show notes for this episode.
Yes.
So Fashion Nova is one of them.
Oh, so sexy.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if you want to help your lady shop, I highly recommend Fashion Nova. It's a great website.
What's the other
website? The clothes are nice, too.
What's the other website that you like, Ed? The one number 10.
Oh, we'll get to number 10 when we get to number 10.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're gonna tantalize.
Oh, okay.
Tease.
It doesn't have a very sexy name, but they do have good stuff.
Yes.
Venus is the other one I shop at. They have sexy clothes there.
And swimwear.
Yes. Oh, I didn't put that swimwear site, the one you like.
Here's a bonus. Wicked Weasel.
That's it. Yeah.
Wicked Weasel or Micro Minimus, which is the same site, but, you know, Wicked Weasel sounds so much better. It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
The weasel rolling
very,
off the tongue.
Very, very skimpy and see-through.
It's opaque until you get it wet, and then it's transparent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
don't go in the pool if you don't want to show off your nipples.
Right. Yandy is another one. Bad Star Love. They have some really fun stuff. I think their stuff is very strappy. So, if you're looking for lingerie that has a lot of straps and ties,
that
very sexy.
For those kink individuals.
Mm-hmm. Electric Boutique.
And that's électrique as in the French spelling.
See, I tried to say it, but
electrique.
Yes.
Électrique Boutique.
He says it so well.
Mm.
Lingerie Diva. Seduction Extreme. Three Wishes. Now, Three Wishes has sexy Halloween costumes as well.
Oh, that's fun.
So, they've got a ton of stuff. And, I mean, pretty much every swinger party has a theme. So, you might as well just go there because you're going to find the theme. It. Yeah. Victoria's Secret. I've gotten plenty of stuff there. And they've partnered with a lot of other lingerie companies. And they will make specific items for Victoria's Secret that they sell on their site. So it's pretty cool. They've really expanded.
Now, a lot of the cover-ups that you've gotten have been Victoria's Secret, right? Mm-hmm. Like that butterfly one, mm-hmm. that was Victoria's Secret. But the sequins one, that was Fashion Nova.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The butterfly one gets lots of...
Oh, yeah.
Lots of attention.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course...
Dun, dun, dun. Number 10.
Number 10.
It doesn't sound sexy,
though. No, it's not sexy at all. AliExpress, also known as Alibaba. But AliExpress is a conglomerate of Chinese manufacturers that sell directly to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And their stuff is cheap.
Yeah.
Super cheap.
Very, very inexpensive. You do have to be careful. You really have to read the sizes and take your measurements.
And read the reviews.
And you need to be able to...
throw away 10 bucks.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you're not going to return it. It'll cost you probably $30 to return the darn thing.
I've literally seen a woman's tank top with holes punched in it. Looked like it was punched with like a pencil. Chain running through to create like a mesh lace-up in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviewers have said, you could make this yourself by going to Home Depot and buying a little bit of chain. Like, sometimes it's that cheap.
Right.
Like... that cheap.
But
we've bought some $10 dresses for you, mm-hmm. that were super slinky, super sexy.
Yes.
Not complicated. Like, nope. We're not talking really well made. They're still inexpensively assembled.
Right.
Not the best materials, not the best seamstress work.
But not unlike items that you'd find here in some of...
H&M.
Yes,
isn't
exactly.
Any better.
Thank you. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything that's made in Malaysia and sold in the mall,
yeah,
is about the same quality, yes, as some of the stuff.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that you get from AliExpress, which is like obviously garbage.
Right.
Although we bought the panties.
It was
and,
a little hearts.
And the little lacy, like tube top, yeah, set thing. They were super cute because they had hearts on them.
Yeah.
But we were like, they're like $2. There's no way these, yeah, are going to hold up.
Yeah.
But they actually fit pretty well.
They did
but
fit
you
pretty
could
well.
Tell that they were.
Yeah.
They
I were mean.
Cheap. I mean, they're throwaway like, panties.
Right. I mean, they're cute and, you know, no one's really going to notice. I mean, they came with a ton of strings hanging off of them and a little fabric bits here and there that I had to trim off. But whatever, you know.
It's the same outfit you get from Hot Topic.
Right.
Right? Or Wet Seal. You know, you go into Wet Seal and you're like, yeah, this was made in a sweatshop somewhere in Southeast Asia. No. You know it is.
Yeah.
It looks like it. It feels like it. It wears like it.
Yeah.
Anyway. But they have some really sexy stuff, and it's really inexpensive. Expect to take 2 to 4 weeks to have it arrive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like $5 or $10. And you know what? If you forget it in somebody's room,
whatever.
You're not that worried about it.
Exactly. So, in closing, you know, try to buy things you wouldn't normally buy. Ed has bought me at least 2 dresses on AliExpress. Things that I would have never chosen, and I love them.
Everyone loved them. They were fucking hot.
So try them on. Bring them to an event. Let someone else buy them for you.
Mm-hmm.
And bring more than one outfit, because you never know how you're going to feel. And you might want to do a quick change. And, you know, you want some options.
Yeah. And if you get some of these inexpensive outfits from AliExpress or various other places, you've got the backup plan, but you also have the event that you didn't plan for, too. And so when there's a theme or something coming up on a cruise where you need that color night or the fetish night, maybe you'll have an outfit because you've kind of slowly built up your collection.
Right. Exactly.
So have some fun. Wear something sexy. And gentlemen, you too. Put the t-shirt back in the drawer and find something sexy to wear.
Absolutely.
Good night.
Good night. Before you turn off our podcast to take care of all the vanilla things pulling you away, please reach out and give us a review. I am the first to admit that it's much easier to give a 5-star rating, which we appreciate, but if you could take 43 seconds to type a review, we would love it. If you want to share a personal story, ask us questions, or share your comments, you can contact us at swingeruniversity@gmail.com. Check us out at swingeruniversity.com, where you can find links to our Twitter and Instagram feeds. Thank you so much for listening to Swinger University, your horizontal enrichment podcast.